Unit 10.
Short conversations. Directions. In this section, you will hear 20 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. I have never seen such an interesting show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
I must admit that I felt sleepy during the 2 hours.
How did the woman feel about the show?
I can't figure out what's wrong with my watch. It was just a month ago that I had it repaired.
Don't waste your time and money anymore. It's a very old watch and is quite worn out.
What does the man mean?
Oh, what a morning. You know, I had so much work to do and the phone just kept ringing. 3 salespeople called me this morning.
I know how it is. I get a lot of calls too, even on weekends.
What are the 2 speakers doing?
You Americans are funny. It seems as if you were married to your cars.
Yeah, I guess that's true. The country is becoming one big highway. I was reading that there are about 4 million miles of roads and highways in this country now.
What are they talking about? I intend to buy some fruit for the children. These apples and pears seem to be in season. I'll get 2 dozens of each.
I hope they're as good as they look.
What does the man mean?
Excuse me, but I didn't hear clearly what you said. Did you say that your teaching assistant would mark the exam papers?
No, I said that he would correct the papers. I'll grade them myself.
What did the woman say about the exam? I'm getting absolutely nowhere with these physics problems.
How about my going through them with you?
What does the woman mean?
Hi, Jack. I just came back yesterday. Anything new while I was away?
Congratulations, Susan. It said you'll be promoted to manager and become my immediate boss.
What is most probably the relationship between the 2 speakers at the moment?
Of the 2 houses we have seen, which one do you think fits our needs better? The first one or the second one?
The second one. It seems very expensive, but in the long run, it will save us the money on the maintenance.
What does the woman say about the reason for her choice?
What a memory I have. I did write down the number on a sheet of paper when I answered the phone this morning, but now the paper has disappeared without any trace.
Don't worry. I will be seeing Mr. Brown in an hour.
What do we learn from this conversation?
This machine has so many buttons, I can't figure out which one makes it run.
You'd better read the instructions first. Pressing the buttons randomly may cause the machine to break down.
According to the woman, what shall the man do first? Has today's mail arrived? I'm anxious to know about the results of my application.
I'll check the mailbox. There's nothing in it but a postcard from our daughter.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Billy, have you heard the latest news? It appears that we won't be laid off after all.
Oh, somewhat. I'm tired of working here anyway.
What's the man's reaction to the news the woman told him? Take a seat, Mr. Brown. Could you tell me which position you think most appeals to you?
Well, as for me, I prefer to take the post of sales manager, if you think I'm qualified.
What's the man's purpose in meeting the woman?
How do you manage to feed your family when food prices are so high?
We have a garden and some fruit trees, and we raise some fish in the small pond.
What does the woman's family do about the high cost of food? Could you please tell me where I can find tennis shoes?
Yes, you can get them in the sportswear department on the right side of the store.
What does the man want to do? Excuse me, but could you show me the way to the train station?
Certainly. Go straight until you reach the traffic light, then turn left and you will see a square. The station is on the east side of it.
Where is the train station located? Please hold the line, Mrs. Smith. The doctor will talk to you in a minute.
I'm afraid I may have to hang up. I don't have any more coins, and the line will be cut soon.
Where is Mrs. Smith, most probably?
I enjoy all kinds of music. What kind of music do you like?
Folk music had appealed to me very much before I became fascinated with pop music. Now I think nothing can compare with classic music.
What kind of music does the man like best? Michael, did you go to the lecture on the French Revolution last night? I have never heard such an interesting lecture before.
Yes. Wasn't it marvelous? It is said the lecturer is a self-taught man with no university education.
What did the man think of the lecture?
Passage. Many people think that the current trend is toward too little sleep. To quote one medical opinion, thousands of people drift through life suffering from the effects of too little sleep. The reason is not that they can't sleep, but that they just don't. What could be disastrous is that we should sacrifice sleep only to gain more time in which to endanger our civilization by actions and decisions made weak by fatigue and tension. There are also those who believe that most people are advised to sleep too much. Dr. H. Roberts claims, "It may safely be said that, just as the majority eat too much, so the majority sleep too much." One can also see the point of this. It would be a pity to slow down our development by holding back those people who are gifted enough to work and play well with less than the average amount of sleep, if indeed it does them no harm. Indirect evidence on the amount of sleep we need comes from studies of what happens when we do without it. At first sight, these suggest that we do not need as much as we take. It has been difficult to show any effect of as little as one night's loss of sleep on performance, and even after 3 days, we can expect normal efficiency in a man's taking responsible decisions in a job, which he finds really exciting. Furthermore, when at last he is allowed to sleep, he will probably wake after some 12 hours and show little ill effect. It seems clear that the human body is equipped to overlook the need for sleep in order to meet emergencies of quite long duration without doing any harm to it. But this effect of loss of sleep in face of urgent demands may be the greatest source of danger. People may think they are more efficient than they really are. Questions. 1. What can you learn from Dr. Roberts, H. Roberts' claim? 2. What will happen if one sleeps too little? 3. What is true about sleep deficit? 4. When do you think a loss of sleep will become dangerous? 5. What can you infer from the passage?
Story. Miss Gray lived alone in a small flat. She was old and did not like noise at all. So she was very pleased when the noisy young man and woman who lived in the flat above her moved out. A new young man moved in, and Miss Gray thought, well, he looks quiet. But at 3 o'clock the next morning, Miss Gray was woken up by the barking of a dog. She thought, I've never heard a dog here before. It must belong to the new man in the flat above. So she telephoned the young man, said some nasty things to him about the dog, and then hung the telephone up before he could answer. Nothing more happened until 3 o'clock the next morning. Then Miss Gray's telephone rang, and when she answered, a voice said, I'm the man upstairs. I've rung you up to say that I haven't got a dog.